Good evening and welcome to Clear Your Mind this Tuesday evening. My name's Jeannie O'Malley. I am your host. We are having a very mellow show this evening. We're going to talk about self-love. We're going to talk about the structure that it can operate in within yourself and within life. I'm going to talk through the show kind of unplanned, and we're going to take a little bit of a journey, and hopefully at the end we're going to get you to a place where you are very relaxed and contemplating the aspects of your life that are celebrating self-love, as well as contemplating the aspects of the life that may need to be redefined a little bit. Throughout the show, I'm going to play some great music from Vienna Tseng. I had to choose her this evening because she does create such a beautiful momentum of light, and that will take us out to our first song, which is Momentum by Vienna Tseng. I encourage you to grab a pen and paper, a cup of tea, sit down and get ready to take a journey into love.
Come.
Welcome back to the show. Such a beautiful song, Momentum, and really is such a great song to start out with tonight when we're really diving into really defining love. I think when we really start to awaken a conversation about love, it always feels so vulnerable. You almost feel alone. I think most of us are only ever really on a quest to identify with the feeling and presence of love within ourselves. We merge in and out of so many relationships, opportunities and experiences each day within our life, and each moment is really an opportunity to feel love about ourselves, how we've engaged within these experiences and relationships. And when we take a moment to step back and really take the pressure off somebody else within our lives and their responsibility for how they're kind of showing up to us and really how we're in a relationship of love with them, then we're really left with identifying with where that connection is within ourselves. And once you really start to look at that connection and you really mention that word love under the kind of feeling of how am I connected to the love within myself, then what really happens is we open up the vulnerability. We really start to feel how vulnerable we are when we do hear that word love, and really how it's being defined in our life and how we're showing up to experience it really starts to come to mind first. And so kind of opening tonight, we are going to talk about self-love and really creating maybe an opportunity. There's each one of us is at such a different place of really experiencing love. Some of us are very close and have incredible interpretations of love, whether it's physical, metaphysical, an outer experience, maybe with our parents or childhood or creativity or something we love to do or a gift we have within wisdom or a path of service or the work we've done or a book we just read or our dog or a child, or we all have these different interpretations of love. But tonight really we want to talk about the inner experience of love and how we're serving to honor and support that experience by creating an environment within our lives that doesn't depend upon somebody else to give us that feeling, but where we really have that feeling within ourselves. And the really vulnerable moment of making that connection is really having to, for a quick moment, pass through the part of ourselves that does feel sad and detached and unable to have the experience of love. And so what I wanted to do first was talk about a beautiful ritual that you could do within your evening or morning or even throughout the day of bathing to create an experience, an opening and an opportunity to kind of declare into the universe that you want to create an environment within your life that allows you to live in love, that isn't codependent of an experience, opportunity or another person providing that to you. And so a beautiful way to do that is to create a beautiful space within your bathroom and to create a beautiful warm bath that may have some rosemary oil is a beautiful oil to use in this experience, and to hop in a warm bath and while you're bathing, speak to the universe by writing 7 ways that you feel you experience self-love within your life, or 7 ways you would imagine that you would experience, that you would be able to experience self-love within your life, and using the bath as almost a womb of light in which you'll birth into an experience of self-love. It does not mean that you are not feeling self-love by doing this. It just means that you may be creating this opportunity of this bathing ritual to really say and offer the universe an opportunity to present new experiences or richer, deeper experiences within your life that have your actual life become that womb of light that honors the presence of love. We're never there. I mean, anybody that's doing spiritual work at this time, especially with how the quickening of consciousness upon the planet, knows that you never get to a place. There's always a new experience and a new moment. And I was deeply moved this morning. My 11-year-old daughter got out of bed and she said to me, "Wow, isn't the morning so beautiful?" And I said, "Why?" And she said, "Because the morning time is the moment we get to start a whole new day and we can make that day whatever we want it to be." And I thought, how beautiful to be so in the moment that it doesn't carry on from what happened yesterday. Yesterday was yesterday, and today is a new day. And that really does talk about the levels of consciousness we have to move through within our lives. And it seems that the longer you're on the path, the longer that you're connecting, the more often you realize aspects of truth, the more vulnerable you become, the more a stillness bursts within you, and the more you slow down. And looking for love is no longer you marching down the hallway kind of with your sword fighting and reclaiming a part of your life. It could be you very vulnerably sitting very silently alone and saying, what does love feel like? And moving into a deep meditation to feel that that is there, and that takes tremendous stillness. And when we have to connect to love spontaneously within such noise during the day, your actual environment of your life has to have created an opportunity for you to feel love and know it and see it, and there has to be little kind of experiences throughout the day that remind you, and kind of you give the universe an opportunity to wink at you and kind of support the true nature of who you are. And so that bathing ritual and asking those seven questions to the universe really gives you a union with the universe to say, hey, I was at this place 5 minutes ago, but from one moment to the next, this is what's on my mind, this is what's on my heart, and this is really where I want to go now, or this is really what I envision could support the feelings I'm already having. And so that's a beautiful way of kind of, you know, starting the next phase of the journey. I'm going to go to a song right now, which is a really fun song. It's by Hilary Grist. It's called Chemical Reaction, and it's very much about how we numb ourselves to different experiences in life to allow ourselves to express our emotions. If you look at the song from that perspective, I think you'll find it quite humorous. It's definitely talking about how the unconscious mind has relationships and how they're being promoted on the planet through the unconscious mind. And it's leading into us having a conversation about defining self-love principles and kind of creating the lifestyle. So enjoy Hilary Grist, and we'll start our journey again in just a moment.
You're right, I was wrong. Here's a your pretty, pretty little lies. Chemical reaction. Oh, oh, chemical reaction. Oh, 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 chemical reaction. Oh, 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 chemical reaction.
I'm sure you'll agree that that's a fun song to talk about the ways that we can numb ourselves, to kind of trick ourselves into believing we're experiencing love. The unconscious aspect of the mind that will perceive love by being outside of us will quite often have to take control by sedating our kind of rational mind in some form through some kind of intoxication process, so we feel that we're getting more out of an experience than what we really are. And that kind of leads me into the discussion of defining self-love and the principles of what people often ask me, and I think particularly women ask me, how do they preserve self-love? I mean, I think we have these experiences where we might be feeling, you know, either very sad and lost and disconnected from love and seeking it outside of ourselves in relationships, but we're only ever attracting a part of ourselves that is broken or feeling sad if we have that condition within us. And so we're just continuing through the outer relationship to live the loss of love. And however, there's also the situation that we can be waking up to self-love and feeling really good about how we're feeling and meet somebody we have to care about or that we have to fix. And that can be a bit of a condition of people that are on the transformational path, that their relationship becomes the workshop of how they're working on one another consciously, and then the romance and the love can really kind of dissipate out of it. So some kind of fundamental principles that you can have within your life are to really identify with what self-love feels like to you and how is it translating itself as an action within your life. Is it creativity? Is it relationships? Is it being alone? Is it reading, writing? Is it driving in the car? Is it listening to music? Is it going swimming, going to the beach? What are the things within your life that turn self-love into action? And then when you're in the experiences of the self-love in action and you take a moment to sit within them and connect to the feeling of what it feels like in the moment to be in the experiences, and whether if, let's say for instance, self-love in action for you was taking time out of a schedule to go swimming or to walk on the beach, the feelings that would come up for you through that may be the warmth of the sun, may be the coolness of the feet, may feeling supported by the sand, may be the fun of witnessing children on the beach. It could be the act of swimming and being supported by the ocean. Whatever the feelings are that you have in the moment of your self-love within action is what you need to preserve within your life. So let's say you're in a relationship or you're in experiences or you're in opportunities or you're at work and you're in different experiences in your life. And as you're engaging in these experiences, you can say to yourself, is this experience, relationship or opportunity preserving that feeling that I get when my skin is warm from the sun, or I am being supported by the water, or I am painting a picture. And if it isn't, then adjusting the situation in some way that you can, that doesn't radically dismantle the situation or end it, but really redefines it so it's able to support and preserve the feelings that you have when you're living as self-love within action. And that's a really great way of defining the self-love principles within your life. And then once you've kind of defined the self-love principles, then you would say to yourself, what am I creating within my life as my lifestyle that supports my self-love in action? So then you would look at your lifestyle, which may have you look at your calendar, it may have you readjust relationships, it may have you take on a new hobby, it may have you create a new, you know, understanding new places where you can go to have your experience of self-love in action. But what you have to do is you have to create the lifestyle. And the way that you create the lifestyle is on paper. You put down, what can I implement? Research community, research what's available within your town, research what's available within your relationships with the people that are closest to you, and really look at where is the universe showing up within my life and allowing me to create this lifestyle that's going to support self-love in action. And then once you're able to start writing down how you're supporting self-love in action through your lifestyle, then you look at, how am I going to create it? How am I going to support it? You implement those changes, and then you'll have this experience of self-love in action. And then in your everyday life, rather than feeling depleted, rather than feeling that there's been a negative experience or a negative interpretation that has been presented to you and judging it as being something that's attacking you or taking you out of your space or creating too much stress for you, rather than looking at it from that unconscious perspective, look at it and say, okay, how do I relate to this experience to preserve what I feel as self-love in action? Because what you're telling yourself when you're having this experience is, I am self-love in action, because that's exactly what you are. What this kind of exercise gets you to do is, it gets your mind to go through the principles of understanding, who am I? And rather than just asking yourself, well, who am I, and writing that down as an idea, you get your feelings, conscious feelings that support the presence of love, to really show you what you feel like in the presence of love, to get you to preserve the presence of love, to present you with the lifestyle that can communicate with the universe that I'm living the presence of love, which then says, I'm self-love in action. And what you're doing then within your day-to-day environment is preserving your relationship to this. And this is where, when we get into kind of mapping our lives this way and mapping the process of self-love this way, what we're really doing is we're getting the child mind to participate. And it is the child mind in which love is born. And it is the child mind that dissolves the unconscious mind. It's the child mind that realizes love. It's the child mind that really only articulates our day-to-day by ideas of up and down, close or far, to and from. And so when you're talking to the child in these kind of simple interpretations of life, it can articulate, oh, that's how I preserve myself as love, because I am love, because I'm in the experience of preserving love. You're not becoming this parent that's telling the child, this is how I have to feel love, and this is how love has to be for me, and this is how life has to show up. Children are all about experience. They're all about, what does it feel like? What does it feel like to be in love? What does it feel like to protect love? What does it feel like to honor love? Who am I when I'm in love is based on how I feel when I'm in love. And so when you create the opportunity to understand how self-love in action is experienced by you through feeling, and then creating the lifestyle that supports you and preserves within your life those feelings that come up when you're self-love in action, and then you can confidently, through a child mind, express and say, I am self-love in action. And then what that will do is, then you'll be able to go back to the bath when you've had the bathing ritual and you've said, these are the seven ways that I could really get into experiencing love, and look at if the universe has been able to present these experiences to you. Look at the sheet where you've created the lifestyle and the people that you've met to support it and the programs that you've implemented to be able to be self-love in action, and were any of them written on the list. And I think you'll see a definite synchronicity there in what you put down to what your experience becomes. And that's what makes love so incredibly beautiful, is that it's shining within front of us every day. And that's what we're going to go to right now, is a beautiful song by Vienna Teng called Shine. Welcome back. Well, tonight we're taking a journey into understanding some of the structure of self-love, what's needed within our outer environment to support the already realized awareness to love within. So really not going outside of ourselves in a pursuit to find love, but really creating a stillness within our lives to understand that I am love. And a part of that stillness is about supporting the mind. It's about supporting how we can clear the mind to be able to perceive love. Perception is such a powerful aspect of who we are, because perception enables us to identify with love or identify with the loss of love. And perception is just the lens in which we're going to view our lives throughout the day. The thing that drives perception is an unconscious interpretation or a conscious interpretation of who we are, of how we feel about ourselves. When unconscious interpretations or negative thoughts, feelings, and emotions about ourselves move through our perception to define us within our lives, if they're unconscious, we'll always be perceiving that our lives are presenting us with lack. If our thoughts, feelings, and emotions of ourselves are conscious, meaning we have the structure to be able to support the feeling of love, then our perception of our lives will always be an opportunity to experience love or fine-tune or adjust an outer experience to be able to perceive what love is actually saying to us, to be able to discover itself within our life. Supporting the mind in the sense of a healthy perception from a conscious interpretation is absolutely critical on the path, because we're not able to perceive love, and really love is the highest aspect of truth, because it is what pertains to stillness, nothingness, no expectation, no seeking, no looking to be different, better, perfect, no need to change, fix, or redevelop. It's really the consciousness that says I am, and within the I am we can remain incredibly still, and that's the perception of love. And so if we are able to have our thoughts, feelings, and emotions speak and resonate within 49 positive emotions at the Higher Mind Institute, we teach people our Clear Mind Emotional Wellness Chart, which shows you 49 potential unconscious feelings that we can interpret as ourselves, or 49 higher mind positive interpretations, feelings that we can have of ourselves, and they make up the foundation and capacity to live within a conscious mind or an unconscious mind. And so what we have to do is, if we're able to throughout our day create experiences that clear the mind, to support the mind to be able to have the capacity to perceive life as an experience of love living, or love defining, or love realizing. Because living, defining, and realizing are the three qualities that love will present itself to in experiences, opportunities, and relationships through the day. And so if we're able to have love expressing itself throughout our day as an opportunity to find itself, to realize itself, to provide itself, to see itself, then we will be able to move through the day very free of stress and very free of conflict and confrontation, and things will really flow. They won't flow in perfection. Love is not perfection. Love is the experience of life that is free of judgment, that is a process of it discovering itself. And for love to discover itself, sometimes it has to feel what isn't love. And then when it feels what isn't love, and it moves through it, through what isn't love, through some type of process, at the Higher Mind Institute, we have the Clear Mind System, which is a very accurate way of taking the perception of love into what isn't perceiving love, and having love dissolve what can't love. And when you have that process of dissolving what isn't able to love into love, then love will say, oh, what was that? And it will be the negative feelings, and within that experience, love will say, I feel who I am, which is the presence of love. And that's how love realizes itself. It slowly dissolves like sugar and water into itself what can't possibly feel, see, or experience love. And so creating an opportunity within your life that allows you to support love through a healthy, beautiful mind is so important, because it's the inner environment that enables you to turn life into action. It's where you express emotion. It's where you perceive opportunity. It's where you perceive the universe. It's where you engage in new choices, new experiences, new relationships. Our perception is our entire existence. If we didn't actually have perception, imagine if for one moment you had no perception, you would have to say, well, would you even be here? Would you even be on the planet? Is it our perception that is somehow coded with the idea that we're in life and having an experience as a woman or a man or whatever role we've taken within our lives? Our perception of birth is what brings us into incarnation. So perception is so key to who we are, and it is so important that that perception is able to stay and remain or return to the natural state of light, which is the transparent state of love. And because the perception is moved within our lives through thoughts, through emotions, through feelings, through actions, then what motivates us and our intent for living has to really be from a positive feeling state that can support love within our lives, that allows love to be present and not aspects of judgment, confusion, indecision, expectation, ideas of lack or loss. And when we engage in these negative unconscious ideas that believe that love doesn't exist, well, then we separate ourselves from our true nature, and then we start to seek a better life, a better way to be, a better way that enables us to be free of the negativity, when in essence all we have to do is really dissolve the negativity in the love. And so what we like to do at the Institute through the Clear Mind System is we like to remind you of love. We like to remind the child mind before it perceived any separation from love that it is love, and restore it back to those beautiful qualities and 49 beautiful feelings of love. So when spirit is communicating, or a state of stillness or nothingness or infinite potential is trying to present itself within your life, you have the environment within the mind that enables you to connect in that such beautiful way by being able to perceive that you can actually live in love, that you actually can have the experience of love. Sometimes people come to the Institute and all they really want to do is experience love, and they're so looking for the answer as to how they will, and so hard on themselves with the thoughts of what they have to change and how they have to be better. And there's so many judgments surrounding who they are and what needs to be fixed within them. And what we really focus on first is not really finding love, but dissolving what thinks it isn't love. Because when you dissolve what isn't love, you perceive that you are love, and you don't look for it. You say, I am. And that is a very vulnerable and beautiful, magnificent experience. And that leads me into our next song from Vienna Tang called Hope on Fire.
Take it.
welcome back to the show. Well, Hope on Fire is a great lead-in to the next part of our discussion, and that is the vulnerability of being in a relationship with love. So much of our lives is consumed through the media and just the pace that we live every day, that we somehow create these false expectations of how love should show up in our lives, how our partners should be for us, and everything becomes about what a person's giving us and not really about our capacity to give. And so what happens is within the outer relationships is that we somehow are driven by an expectation that doesn't really allow us to be free within the relationship, because the unconscious mind through fear may be looking at the relationship through false expectations. And it can be a challenging path when you are waking up and starting to discover new ways about yourself, to not only live within a relationship but to find a relationship. You get to a point within your life where you do have positive, beautiful feelings about who you are, and it can be easy to be blaming somebody else for taking you out of those feelings, and it can be equally as easy to give up. You know, the mind interprets ourselves as, when we get into a relationship, as giving up aspects of ourselves for another person, but it isn't really that way if we take some time to really focus on who we are and how we perceive ourselves. Then the relationship becomes a celebration. The relationship can become a celebration of really allowing ourselves to live in wisdom, because we have to use the wisdom to understand the motive of another person. The relationship can make us take boundaries and have boundaries within our lives and say, you know, this isn't serving me to be self-love in action or preserving how I really feel about myself. And so we need to look at things and reevaluate things. So therefore the relationship is serving you to say out loud to the universe, I am love, and this is how I need to live in love, and I want to set this person free to live in their love. Or a relationship can serve you to celebrate love, because the unconditional component of one another and what each other has found within their own path is enabling each person to be free within their relationship. I think the new momentum of the holy relationship is about creating time and space with one another, so each other can be celebrated within their own perception, within their own knowing. It seems there to be a bit of a movement on the planet that as men and women really awaken to a new understanding on the planet, men become quite profoundly still and women become very oriented towards service and doing. And in the holy relationship, that can be a little bit challenging, because in the momentum of transformation, we can appear to become a little bit exhausted and tired of everything that has to kind of move and kind of dissolve within of itself to be able to realize the presence of love, that we can be fatigued when we're looking at one another and feel that each other and the nature of the awakening isn't truly serving one another. But if you really look at the relationship as an opportunity to give, so your partner is an opportunity for you to encourage stillness within who they are, to encourage confidence, to encourage inner awareness, to encourage self-love, the love never complains about how many times it has to repeat itself or how many times it has to express itself. The unconscious mind may have moments throughout the day where it has frustration on what it has to give, but that's not coming from the conscious wisdom aspect of the mind, because love is selfless and it will show up over and over and over and over and over again for the same reason. And so the fatigue doesn't come from the perception of love. The fatigue comes from the fact that the unconscious mind is tired of the fact that it can't really get a foot in the door, and so it will present this idea that you're tired of kind of giving love and kind of encouraging somebody, when it's not really. Love will always just selflessly show up. And so out of relationships, whether it's, you know, a partner, whether it's a marriage that needs to be redefined into a holy relationship where it doesn't feel so rigid and each person can really just find their way and their partner becomes their top tier leader and the person that's standing on the sidelines kind of cheering them along with really no idea of how it should be for them. That's really how the relationships are kind of moving at this time. I think relationships and looking for partners is really, from a conscious perspective, it's really slowing down from I need to get out there and find my soulmate into, you know, a really still perspective of if I remain very still, then we will come together. And I think that's really the theme of where people are heading now, where they're not desperately pursuing some type of relationship to fulfill them, but the relationship has to be a celebration of self-love. There's many of us that have had to end relationships that we at some point felt incredibly deeply in love with a person, but we've had to end the relationship because we weren't, you know, the person wasn't being served and you weren't ultimately being served, that love and the action of self-love wasn't being preserved, the action of love wasn't able to be present within the relationship. And I think this can come across and can happen to any person on any level of consciousness. It's not about unconscious people falling out of love. I think conscious people can grow out of love where their paths become so huge and their commitment to love becomes so unique to their own inner interpretation that it can be difficult to support one another so that people move away. And so love is never concrete. The only thing that we ever really have is the love that's present within us and the vulnerability that we need and the vulnerability that will present itself within your life to be able to support that love. And we're never really there. We're always just in a state of being truthful and honest and loving and embracing to ourselves. And no matter what happens to us within our day, preserving the action of self-love is all we really have to being able to be the root of our happiness and the root of where we're non-wavering. We always have to make choices within our lives that at some point can seem very sad and confusing to us. But at the end, love will always show us where it was trying to take us. It's just if you take the steps to preserve it, you'll know that you're always on the path of love. And defining love can be virtually impossible, but having a structure that it can operate in can be very easy to define. And knowing how love can be limited by the unconscious mind will always preserve love. And creating a beautiful mind that enables the conscious mind to perceive love is the greatest gift that we can give love, because it enables us to be able to say the most important thing we can ever say in our lives, and that is, I am love. And I really hope this evening that you've been able to move into the vulnerability of where you need to create a structure in life of where love can live within who you are and within your life. And it can be challenging sometimes to create that structure, because we can almost interpret the structure as being something that would be lonely or something that would be challenging. But as soon as you get in the bath and you instigate those seven qualities and that sacred relationship to the universe will respond and loneliness will be a thought, but it won't be the experience. I hope you've enjoyed this evening's show. I've so enjoyed talking to you about the presence of love. Every show is always an opportunity for healing, for awakening, even for myself. And so I thank you for this evening. I hope you have had a beautiful time reminding yourself of how truly magnificent you are, and that after you've listened to our beautiful Clear Mind New Planet song by Eric Hans King, you'll finish off this show by saying, I am love, and running a nice warm bath. Have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you next week.